One of the world's glamour sports is falling prey to the global economic crisis. The Formula One Grand Prix, car racing's premier contest, is now struggling to survive in the midst of a recession. Honda has quit the circuit, Canada and the U.S. have canceled Grand Prix events next year, and now the sport's governing body is bringing in cost-cutting measures in an effort to keep racing on track. The world's Laura Lynch reports.
The roar of the engines won't die down, but it might be just a bit quieter. Ian Phillips with Formula One's bottom-ranked team Force India isn't surprised.
We must get it straight. It's not a motorsport problem.
No, this, of course not.
This is a motor industry problem. And like all businesses, the world's in crisis. And when you're in crisis, you cut back to your core business. Honda's core business is making cars and motorcycles. Motor racing is something they do on top, which adds a bit of glamour to their normal business.
And just yesterday, Renault sent shivers through the circuit when it told industry journalists it was cancelling free trips to a press junket in Portugal. The company says it's cutting back, not getting out. It's not alone. The governing body is making changes across the board. The president of the federation, Max Mosley, says the teams will cut their budgets by tens of millions of dollars.
Well, I would say personally that the Formula One team should better get by on 50 million euros and 200, maximum 200 employees. 50 million euros, so 60 million, 70 million dollars, or, well, it's changing all the time, but about 45 million pounds now.
That is still a huge amount of money. The measures this year include using longer-lasting engines, limiting expensive testing, and using cheaper engines for smaller teams. Motor racing journalist Jonathan Noble says it's just the start for a sport that's facing the same crisis as everyone else.
I think you can see that it's a step in the right direction. I think next year is going to be the really painful year for Formula One. You know, we're not fully into the recession yet. We're not fully into all the downturn in the economy. So next season, if we can see the cost cuts, and then 2010, 2011, much, much bigger cost cuts. So I think there's a brighter future for Formula One. And I think these cost cuts wouldn't have happened to the extent they had if Honda hadn't pulled out.
After next season, even more radical changes will come into effect. Races might be shortened and refueling might be banned. Former team sponsor Eddie Jordan believes the fans will still come out.
Cut it back. It doesn't matter to the people in the grandstand what kind of engine or what kind of tyres or what gearbox you have. It's a spectacle. It's a show. We need the noise. We need passing. We need excitement. That doesn't mean you have to spend fortunes to attain that.
No one is talking openly about other teams pulling out. Some are hoping the changes might level the racetrack, allowing smaller non-corporate teams to compete. Not Lord Alexander Hesketh. He's the last man to have sponsored a private team that claimed victory. It was 33 years ago, with driver James Hunt at the wheel.
I suppose I'm old enough now to have ceased to be a romantic about it, having lost enough money as a romantic. What I can see happening in Formula One is it becoming more dominated by the manufacturing teams and becoming infinitely tougher for the also-rans.
There's no doubt the Grand Prix will still be a marketing magnet in Europe and Asia. TV and ticket revenues will still pour in. But in a sport typified by winners who soak themselves in a spray of champagne after each race, the times are a-changin'. You might even see them slip race winners a mere half bottle of bubbly instead of the magnums they spray around now. For the World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.
You can follow all of the latest developments in the global economy at theworld.org.